Thank you very much, Ms. Ogay.
Good morning.
Carl and all the folks from EPA. My name's Tom Bias. I'm CEO of Growth Energy, and Growth Energy represents about 70 ethanol-producing plants nationwide and about 30,000 ethanol advocates, grassroots advocates. I appreciate the opportunity to testify here today. It's good to see EPA out in the Midwest, out in the heartland, listening to all the stakeholders regarding this important issue. I'm sure today we're going to hear from many that maybe moving to E15 and putting it into commerce, that the sky is going to be falling. There's no way to label E15 and prevent misfueling short of very expensive alternative modifications to autos, to retail equipment, and even hiring people at the individual pump to monitor it, or somehow requiring a threatening, alarming type label. And I would just like to remind everyone that this is not the first fuel change in history. In the three decades plus that EPA has been around, we've seen the introduction of ethanol. We've moved from leaded to unleaded. We're currently witnessing a bifurcated diesel fuel out there, both low sulfur and high sulfur diesel fuel. And so each of those probably had some challenges, but ultimately it all worked. And we were able to enter these into commerce, and I'm sure we can for E15. And as we move down into the future, hopefully to even higher blends of alternative fuels. Our recommendations for the label: be fair, inform and educate, don't scare and alarm people. Consumers are smart, and informing them is the objective goal here. Do it in an objective manner. And the procedure for labeling different fuels for different vehicles currently in the market, as I mentioned before, this is not the first time, and there's other examples. Many consumers currently are required to use premium fuel in their vehicles, and, of course, diesel vehicles are required to use diesel fuels. And that's basically accomplished by a label. People can read. The print is, the point is that consumers are certainly capable of reading labels, following instructions, and they've been doing it for years. They're very astute at doing it. It's also important that the labels don't confuse motorists. For example, the Federal Trade Commission has proposed label, as does the EPA, and I think coordination is the key word, in collaboration as the two agencies move forward. I'm confident E15 can be entered into the commerce. It's important for America. It reduces our dependence on foreign oil, so it's important that we get this right for our nation. It strengthens our national security. It creates jobs right here in America. It improves our environment. And in my personal opinion, our future depends on it. I want to thank EPA for the work on the labeling rule and support the use of the informative labels on fuel pumps to provide information to consumers regarding their fuel choices. We're also supportive of the other measures of tracking E15 through commerce, through the product transfer documents, compliance surveys, public outreach. I think those are reasonable and a demonstrative way to ensure the proper use of fuel. We recognize also EPA's vast experience over the three decades in introducing the new fuels and blend fuels into commerce, and appreciate the approach of labels, documentation, surveys, public outreach. They're based on the wisdom of your experience you've learned from the past, and they represent the best practices and are effective at ensuring the proper use of fuels in the marketplace. And we also recognize your work into drafting the labeling rule. We are reviewing it in detail, and we'll submit detailed written comments addressing all aspects of the proposal later. We look forward to working with you and the other federal and state agencies to move forward on educating and informing consumers about the many benefits of ethanol and using E15 into the marketplace. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Byers. Mr. David Vandergrift, welcome and good morning.
Good morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity to present some comments here. My name is Dave Vandergren. I am President and CEO of ICM. ICM provides innovative technology, solutions, and services to sustain agriculture and advance renewable fuels. As such, ICM has provided the proprietary process technology to 102 facilities in the United States, with a combined production capacity of 6.7 billion gallons annually. As a leader in the biofuels technology, we recognize the importance of advancing renewable energy to achieve the required 36 billion gallon RFS. Our experience of opening up the TJ Convenience Flex Fuel Blender Station in Colwich in 2008 provided customers with greater access to mid-level blends of ethanol. And most importantly, it gives consumers the ability to choose a domestic renewable fuel with a higher octane value that is blended with gasoline. I'd like to thank EPA, the Office of Transportation and the Air Quality Board and the Assessment Standards Division for holding this public hearing on this critically important proposed rule. Per November 4, 2010, Federal Register, Volume 175, Number 213, the reason for the proposed action in this rulemaking as are stated that the proposed rules would directly prohibit or control the distribution and use of E15, and that collectively these provisions would mitigate misfueling and minimize the likelihood that E15 is only used in approved motor vehicles. The proposed rule continues by stating that this would also promote the successful introduction of E15 into commerce. I would urge you to consider the emphasis on the word successful introduction of E15 into commerce. This is what we are advocating, and that's why I am here today to provide testimony on this proposed rule. As a proud founding member of Growth Energy, we are fortunate that Tom and several board members of the organization are here today to express our strong advocacy of the successful introduction of E15. It is extremely important that we implement reasonable provisions and that the additional tools for regulatory oversight of the ethanol blenders that introduce E15 into commerce are reasonably designed for effective implementation. We support the notion that a substantial consumer education and outreach effort can be undertaken in order to reduce misfueling, and we have successfully demonstrated our ability to inform consumers with the appropriate label to differentiate the various ethanol fuel blends that we are offering to them in the marketplace. For nearly 3 years, to our knowledge, we have not had any instance of vehicle misfueling or a single customer complaint. The Kansas Department of Agriculture has demonstrated leadership for blender pump infrastructure within the state of Kansas. And through our experience in operating the blender pump station, accuracy and fuel quality standards from the Kansas Weight and Measures Division have been achieved. As we now look to implement an E15 blend at this station, we do not believe that large, onerous warning labels are necessary for identifying the E15 fuel blend, because there hasn't been anything like that done, and we do offer such blends as E15, E30, and E85 at this particular station. Customers today are faced with a rapid rate of technology change and advancement. Many customers quickly adopt and adapt to new products that bring them value and bring them performance. There's no reason to believe that customers' use of transportation fuel will not experience a similar trajectory. The label, as currently proposed by EPA, will not encourage adoption of E15 in the marketplace. We look forward to providing EPA with additional suggestions by the conclusion of this comment period, as they are significant changes that we believe need to be made to the required label, which will accomplish the goals of reducing the likelihood of customer misfueling. Customers are motivated to use new fuels for several reasons. Some purchase on the expected value, others for the performance, and others due to their psychological beliefs. Our staff continues to work with the convenience store owners and gasoline customers to educate and market these products in a responsible manner. At the end of the day, consumers are savvy. They make the marketplace work and will ultimately determine the level of acceptance for this E15 fuel, which, by the way, is not mandated, but rather is an option of fuel choices. It will bring value to both the buyer. When it brings value to both the buyer and the seller, it will grow. As previously discussed, there are numerous reasons why increasing the use of ethanol in the U.S. gasoline supply will benefit this great nation. Higher blends will enhance our energy security. Higher blends will improve the environmental conditions and the air that we breathe. And most importantly today, higher blends will stimulate new jobs that cannot be outsourced in this down economy. E15 is a very positive step in that direction. EPA's proposed rule is important for facilitating the details needed to implement E15 into the marketplace. But the details need a reasonable balance of consumer education, requirements, and practicality if they're actually going to work. We look forward to providing EPA with more suggestions during the comment period to make this process as workable as possible in order to enhance the rules of successful implementation. Thank you very much for the opportunity to appear here today.